Again, wow. You're wow women, for sure. This is great. So good to see each of you here. Welcome back for those who were with us this fall. And again, welcome. We're so glad you're here to those who are new with us. Doesn't it feel good to be together? Oh, do you feel too like since we were together, it's just going zoom, it's just a blur. We've all done so much and experienced so much, and I hope you each had a blessed Christmas. And it feels good to be together for a rich fellowship now. We're going to be doing a difference study this time. For those who are new, I am Kirky. That was Mary Carlson who stepped up and gave announcements this morning. Thank you, Mary. She's a group facilitator also. Her group. Yes. Joan Sheridan, where are you, Joan? Somewhere here is our prayer chairman. If you have prayer requests, we have a great praying team. See Joan if you would like those requests put on our list. And if you would like to be on the list to receive prayer requests, that's great. You see Joan. This session, we're doing something different in our types of study that we'll be, getting into. Usually, as you know, we do a regular Bible study. And this last fall, we did mine on a great cloud of witnesses. And this year, our emphasis has been deeper truths. And we looked at a lot of those this fall. And I believe this is a deeper truth as well that we will focus on for this session, the power of praise. And we will explore all many aspects of that. And it's a content book. We have regular chapters. Then at the end of each chapter, there's a short study. In each chapter is loaded with scriptures. It's wonderful. And I would suggest and recommend and encourage you to get some loose-leaf paper and keep in your notebook and go through, after you do the chapter and do the study, go back through and look up those scriptures and write out some of those that particularly stirred your heart. And you'll have them in one place and can go back over them to review and to encourage you. And because it's a longer book, we're going to be combining chapters. So this is going to be different. We'll give it a shot and see how we like it. But I believe it's a life-changing truth. And I think we will find the book and these truths and very meaningful in our walks with the Lord. And it's fun to look around and see different people here that welcome back and that kind of thing. And Polly, happy birthday. So just kind of a heads up on some things about the book. It is praising God for who He is. It's not praising Him for evil. He said He came to destroy the works of the devil. He came to defeat the enemy. But who He is in the midst, we praise Him for and lift Him up. And that renews us. We'll look at that this morning as I do an introduction to this. But we don't praise Him for the specific event, but we praise Him for who He is in it. I know many of you are walking through difficult times right now, and He is faithful, and we can praise Him for that. He's sovereign. He is in control. We praise Him for that. We praise Him that He is Redeemer, that He will use everything for good. So we praise Him for that. So we praise Him for who He is. And praise is not just something we do. That's an important aspect of praise, like this morning, worship and praise through song, or verbally praising Him. You know, we see these mountains and the glory of his creation and we praise him. That's an important part. But there's more to praise than that. And I like Stormy's emphasis on a heart attitude of praise. It's a lifestyle. It's something that the Lord works in us and establishes us in. That's our first response to him as we go through our days. Then also, we need to be very careful that we don't use it as a tool for manipulation. And we look at our title, The Prayer That Changes Everything, and we think, oh, wow, so if I praise God, then he's going to do what I want. You know, and then we fall into that Tricia so often talks about, of our genie in the bottle, or we rub the lamp. And so we think we don't use praise as kind of rubbing the lamp, and then he pops out and does what we want. That's not what it is either. We praise him for who he is because he is worthy. And there are results. It could be in circumstances, but it could be in us. It can be in our relationship with him. It's a powerful heart attitude that he will work in us. I trust him. Maybe some of you are, you know, do this, and it's a part of your heart normally. For me, and I'll share that in a minute, it's been a journey and a life-changing one. So before we begin, let's pray. Lord, you are worthy of praise for who you are. And we praise you this morning. Thank you for the worship of music and song. Lord, what a joy to lift you up because you are worthy. Lord, thank you that you desire praise and it delights you and that your spirit is released. And we pray that as we do this study and this book, this session, that you would take us deeper in these truths and consequently closer to you because you are our treasure. You are our all in all. It's you we hunger for. It's you we long for. So, Lord, draw us ever closer to you and deeper in you. We commit the time to you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Sadly, I have to confess that praise was probably one of the aspects of prayer that involved the least amount of my relationship with the Lord. You know, they talk about the aspects of prayer, of adoration, the acts, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication, the petition, the asking. It was probably reversed for me. Spent most of the time asking, you know, and then giving thanks for answers and things I saw him doing, and confession, and adoration was there, certainly, but probably it involved the least amount of time or part of my relationship with him. And in the last couple of years, the Lord has been teaching me more about praise and showing me the importance of it, the value of it, the power of it. He's been calling me more to a lifestyle of praise and worship. And it's been exciting. It's been life-changing for me. And you know how when he's teaching you something and calling you deeper in something, it seems like you see it everywhere you turn and hear it. And every book I would pick up, there would be more of it. And then I was given this book, The Prayer That Changes Everything by Stormy Omardian. I guess she pronounces it Omardian. And so the Lord keeps bringing that, and I have found it to be life-changing. So I look forward to the session that we're going to be doing, and I'm thankful for the Lord's patience with me in it, because I can be willful. And for a long time, I would praise just when I wanted to, and when I felt like it. When I saw him do something wonderful, oh, I would praise him. And when he would do something exciting, oh, I would praise him. But when things were difficult and challenging, I would struggle. Where are you? You know, and then I would come back, yes, I know you're here. I know you are with me, and hang on to those truths. But I found that I didn't want to praise him. And I felt more like Thomas, saying, when I see, then I will praise. And I thought, how terrible, as I've seen this in myself. And the Lord's been patient with me, and I have a lot more to learn and to be established in that more fully. So we're on this journey together, but I think it's an exciting one. And that I'm finding the power in it and the effects of it and learning all about this. And I'd like to share just a little bit of that with you this morning as kind of an introduction to this book. I've discovered that praise is important. God desires praise. He longs to be praised. He desires this because he deserves it. He's worthy of praise. We're told throughout Scripture of that truth. In Psalm 22, he says, God is the King of glory. He's the King of glory, worthy to be praised. That's Psalm 24. Psalm 96, we're to ascribe to God the glory due his name. Exhorted to do that. Ascribe to God the glory due his name. Praise him. Psalm 100, we're familiar with that psalm. I'll read just a portion of it. It says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us. We are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever, and his faithfulness continues through all generations. Praise him. Worship him. He deserves it. And praise delights him. Because he desires it and deserves it, it delights him. Psalm 22 says God inhabits the praises of his people in an amazing way. It brings God's presence right with us in a special way through praise. Ruth Myers, in her book, 31 Days of Praise, talks about how this delights the Lord's heart. It says, through praise, you can bring glory and pleasure to God. Through praise, you give God something. No one else in heaven or earth can give the love and adoration of your heart. He chose you before he created the earth, designed you as a unique and or original, so you would be a special person unlike any other. He made you for himself. And he has made plans for an intimate relationship with you throughout all eternity. Such a God is not indifferent to your response to him. Your praise makes him glad. Your neglect grieves him. Through worship, praise, and thanksgiving, you minister directly to God. He seeks for people to worship him. We praise him then for who he is. Tozer said, I think God is disappointed because we make him to be no more than a source of what we want. The Westminster Catechism says the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. This is worship, enjoying him, praising him, delighting being with him. The maiden in the Song of Songs says, I delight, the Lord is like a fruit tree, and he says, I delight to sit in your shade. Your fruit is sweet to my taste. Be with him, enjoy him, savor who he is, praise him for it. It grieves him when we choose not to, but it delights him when we do. Sometimes we just have to discipline ourselves to praise. That's what I found. Sometimes in the midst of hard things, it's not natural. I ask him to keep working that in me. But sometimes we need to just discipline ourselves to choose to praise. I had a friend quite a few years ago who said that the Lord was calling her to this, also showing her how little praise was a part of her life, and calling her to grow in that area. So she said, out of obedience, she went to be with the Lord, and she thought, okay, I'm going to praise him. And she praised for about a minute, and then kind of ran out of things to say. And she was kind of shocked. And so she said, okay, Lord, teach me to praise. Teach me to worship. So then she set a timer, and she'd go to, in her times apart with him, and she set the timer for 5 minutes. And she said, okay, Lord, I'm going to, praise for 5 minutes. And set the timer, and pretty soon again, nothing to say. So she sat there in his presence. She said, Lord, I'm here to worship you. Teach me to worship. And he did. And he does for each of us. And so pretty soon then she set the timer 10 minutes and then 15 minutes. For her, pretty soon it was even half an hour. Praise and worship. And her husband told me that one day she had taken a day just for retreat, personal retreat, much of which was worship. And he said she was up the stairs in their room. And at the end of that day, when she came down the stairs, he said she was radiant. Kind of reminded me of Moses, with the Lord face to face. It brings his presence in a special way. And again, that's not why we do it. It's just one of the results of it. It's precious. But whether we feel anything or not, or experience anything, or see any results, we know we are delighting his heart when we choose to praise and discipline ourselves to do so and ask him, teach me to praise and worship you. He longs to do so. Praise is important. There's value in praise. As we just saw, praise lifts him up. It blesses him. It ministers to him. There's value in it. It glorifies him. It honors him. It focuses on him and lifts him up. It lifts us up above our circumstances. It encourages us, renews us. That's what I found. It was amazing. As we get our eyes back on him and we're praising him for who he is, what results? Our faith is strengthened. We're encouraged. We're seeing who he is. We're confessing that. Lord, you are faithful. Lord, you are present. Lord, you hold my life in your hands. I praise you. I praise you that you are in control. Suddenly, we're encouraged. We're strengthened. We're renewed. Isaiah 61 says he gives for the garment, he gives a garment of praise for the spirit of despair. That's what I found. It would lift me up. And then I start seeing circumstances from more his perspective and seeing what he's about. But encouraged in my faith, strengthened in my faith, renewed, filled. In Stormy's book, in this little section we're looking at today, pages 31 through 33, she lists some of his attributes and names and that we can use a springboard to praise. It helps us get our eyes on him. For next week, we'll do the introduction and Tricia will be with us to teach. And it tells Stormy's story. And I don't know if you're familiar with her story, but it'll impact you. And she shares her story throughout the book, going into it in greater depth in different chapters. But it's amazing. But she has discovered that getting our eyes on him and praising him for who he is has wonderful results in us. And as we praise, it does draw us to him and causes us to delight in him. It renews us. And we discover there is power in praise. Somehow, praise releases his spirit to accomplish his purposes. The book that I'm just finishing now is a classic, The Kneeling Christian. And again, as I shared, you know how when he brings stuff to you, you keep seeing, this in all areas. Praying Hyde, John Hyde, who was called Praying Hyde, discovered, he shared that when he stopped seeing kind of results from his prayers, he would go to the Lord and say, you know, what is the hindrance? What's in the way that's blocking some of the release of your spirit? And he says, invariably, the Lord would show him it was the lack of praise in his life. There's power in praise. He said he would pray then for a spirit of praise. And as he did, he began to see results again. And Ruth Bell Graham shared this. She said she prayed for her son, which I assume was probably Franklin, but I don't know, for years, and with little result. And then the Lord brought the Philippians 4 passage to her about rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Do not be anxious about anything, but in all things, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And the Lord showed her. She had totally neglected that aspect of prayer. And as she began to thank and praise God for who he is, God's spirit was released. Now again, it's not a manipulative tool. We don't praise for to get something out of them. I'm still praying for things that I've been praying for many, many years. But I know who God is, and I know he is at work. And so I praise him. And over Christmas, we had some ups and downs. And I found that as when I heard some of these things, my response was praise. God, you are at work. It looks like it's a mess. But you are at work, and I bind the enemy from what his intents would be in this, and I pray for the release of your spirit to accomplish your purposes. I praise you that you are in control. I praise you that you know everything going on in the circumstances. I praise you that you are God. And I found that rather than throwing me into despair, and defeating me and discouraging me, my spirit was renewed. And I found that excitement. Yes, this is true. It's not just a mind game. This is true. We don't just say these things because, oh, it makes us feel better. We say them because it's true. And those truths renew us and encourage us and keep our eyes on Him rather than the circumstances. My tendency is to look at circumstances. My tendency is to go on what I feel. So this keeps bringing me back to what is truth and establishing me in it and getting my eyes on Him and praising Him for those truths. And as I said, as I do, I am renewed. I have found that in the night, I can be struggling. It seems like sometimes the nights are the hardest time and you wake up and all these things are there and, oh, agonizing over them. And I can be tempted then to be dragged down and discouraged and distressed. And in these last couple of years, as I've been learning a little more of this and God's been working in me more in this way, I have found that I'll toss and turn and be discouraged and all of that and pray. When I turn my heart to praise, I am renewed. The fear goes, the distress leaves. I am looking at who He is, praising for all these truths that He is faithful. He's my good shepherd. He's in control. And then I find peace just totally takes over. And then I go to sleep. It's real. Because it's truth. So we see there is power in praise to renew us, to strengthen us. The Spirit is released to accomplish what God is desiring, somehow through praise. Anne Graham Lott says, praise is the switch that turns on the light in the darkness. Praise drives out darkness and despair and fear. Because it's getting our eyes on Him. Praise also defeats the enemy. We do have an enemy. Peter describes him as a lion prowling around, looking for someone to devour, wanting to destroy our faith, wanting to discourage us in our faith, wanting to turn us from Him. But praise is powerful and defeats the enemy. Again, Ruth Myers in her book speaks to this. She says, praise is a powerful weapon against Satan. Satan hates praise. It reminds him that God is still supreme in spite of all his evil efforts throughout the ages. Any praise thwarts Satan. But to make your praise even more powerful, couple it with God's word, and especially with truths that magnify Jesus as victor. It goes on to include, you know, His power over Him at the cross. Praise Him that He is risen, that He sits exalted in heaven, that He reigns, that Satan is defeated. It says, through praise we can defeat our enemy, we can thwart his purposes, and advance the wonderful purposes of our Lord. Praise is powerful. I found that another instance when I experienced that particularly was when there was a circumstance going on that totally undid me. And I found myself being very fearful and would look ahead and look at circumstances and look at all the things that could happen and began to be overwhelmed with fear. Went to go to the Lord and spent time in His Word. Excuse me. And I was getting so frantic, I could hardly concentrate. I wanted to read, and I'm just getting more and more frantic. And then I thought, I think I'm even going to throw up. And that's what made me realize, this is the enemy. This is Satan. He is feeding me these lies of who God is, and he is getting me stirred up. He is getting me to look at the circumstances. He is the one that's causing all of this upset. Fear is not of God. So I stood against the enemy, and I began praising God for who I know him to be. Not who the enemy wanted me to believe he was, or that it was looking like maybe he was, but praising God for who he is. That he is my good shepherd. He has covenanted to take care of me. That he is with me. He has promised to never fail me or forsake me. Praising him that he knows the future. Praising him that he's already gone before me. That he will lead me. That he will give me wisdom. That I'm not alone. That he is with me and will never forsake me. Praising him, and immediately that fear was gone. Immediately. Then again I had the peace. Then I sat. Then I devoured his word and was ministered to by it. Praise is powerful. Because he is worthy, and it gets us focused on who he is and brings him right into our circumstances and into our hearts in a powerful way. We see this, Wesley Duell in his book, Mighty Prevailing Prayer, also talks about praise. He says, praise gives you the spirit of triumph and overcoming. Praise fires you with holy zeal. It lifts you above the battles. Praise invokes God's presence, God's power, and God's forces. God's praise seems in a special way to call him to be active among his people, calling forth the manifestation and use of his almighty power. Praise confounds, terrifies, and restrains and thwarts Satan. Praise is powerful. This Hugel, an experienced missionary in Mexico, has said that often when prayer does not bring the answer, adding praise will lead to victory. There is power in praise which prayer does not have. Don't understand it, but the reality is praise releases God's Spirit in a powerful way. To come into our hearts in a new and full, fresh way, and to be released to accomplish God's purposes. We're exhorted in Scripture to offer to God a sacrifice of praise. Sometimes just choose to praise, regardless of how we feel. And that's what I've had to be learning a lot in these days. We're told in Hebrews 13:15, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise. The fruit of lips that confess his name. This should be a part of our lips. Look at who we walk with. We walk with the living God. We walk with the King of Glory. We walk with the Holy and Anointed One. We walk with the victor, the conqueror, the defeater of our enemy. Praise him. Choose to praise. He says, offer to him that sacrifice of praise. I have a friend who was going through a very difficult divorce quite a few years ago. He had a terrible situation that was devastating. And lots of dynamics there. And I was with her in that. And she shared with me, she said, the scripture I have taken for my verse in this journey is Psalm 34:1. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will. I choose to praise because I know who He is. His praise will always be on my lips. I will praise Him at all times, not just in the good times. And she experienced the results of that in her. Yes, she had pain. Yes, it hurt. Yes, she grieved. But she had peace, a peace that passes understanding. She had joy. Joy in the Lord, not in the circumstances. She was radiant as she walked, that journey. I witnessed it. Amazing. Because it brings the Lord right there. He meets us in a special way as we choose to praise. And I think it honors Him and glorifies Him in a even greater way when we choose to praise when we don't see Him. Because we know who He is. We have that trust, that confidence. So we praise Him in spite of. That has to delight His heart. So we do so not to manipulate Him and get Him to do something, but because He's worthy, He deserves it. It's true. This is who He is. I can count on that. So I praise Him at all times. And then as things unfold, we begin to see, yes, He was worthy of that praise. And I thought, we will see Him returning. We will see Him in His fullness. We will see Him in His glory. But I don't want to wait just till then to praise Him. Say, okay, now I see. We know who He is. And we can praise Him now, today. Because He never changes. And He is who He says He is. He's worthy of praise. And who He is true. One day, we will see that in its fullness. And we see it now with glimpses. And we praise Him when we see Him intervene, and we see His power, and we see His glory today. But it's just as true when we don't feel it, when we don't see it. And so as we praise Him, offer that sacrifice of praise for who He is, it delights His heart, and it refreshes and renews us and keeps our eyes on Him in the midst of what we are going through. So He's going to take us on a journey this session. I have lots to learn, and I look forward to growing deeper in these truths as well. I hope that you'll find the study meaningful as well, and that this heart attitude of praise because of who He is will be refreshing, renewing, strengthening to you in your faith and draw each of us closer to Him. This is His heart. He loves you. He loves me and longs for us to draw ever closer. And this is one way that seems to facilitate that happening. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for who You are. We praise You. We praise You that You are worthy. We praise You that You are the living God, the Holy One. We praise You that You are pure, that in You there is no darkness. We praise You that You are fully trustworthy, even when we don't understand. We praise You that You are good at all times. We praise You that You are our God. We praise You that You are in control. We praise You that You are present here. We praise You that You love us unconditionally, We praise you for your grace and your mercies that are new every morning. We praise you that you are faithful. We praise you that you will not leave us ever for one moment. We praise you that you will not forsake us. You are our God. We praise you that you do not change, that we can count on you today, being who you truly are. Lord, we praise you. Thank you for making yourself known to us. Thank you for calling each of us to come to you, to know you better, to be closer to you. We praise you that your heart is for us. Lord, we thank you for this time this morning. Thank you for friends, for the fellowship we have here. Bless the time now in small groups. Thank you that you are present. We commit them to you, and we thank you for this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.